This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients every day here at the Hoffman Center. If you require a nutrition consult with me, but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.
This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. I use it with my patients at the Hoffman Center all the time. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you special savings of $50 and free shipping. To find out more, go to TryZonaNow.com or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman to get your $50 savings and free shipping. That's 1-866-669-9662 or TryZonaNow.com.
Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Our theme today is fish oil, omega-3 supplements, and specifically we're tackling reasons people don't take fish oil.
Mm-hmm.
And in part one, we tackled several, that they're not aware of the benefits, that they may be aware of the benefits but feel they can get the enough omega-3 through their diets, which is a fallacy.
Yes.
Number three, they're aware of the benefits, but they've been daunted by negative press reports, and we kind of tackled that. Here's an important one.
Mm.
They may be concerned over drug interactions. And there are two major areas where we might have some concern. First of all, a lot of doctors don't know. So when patients are on a bunch of medications, they say don't take supplements at all.
Yes.
And because
They don't know better.
They don't know better. They know that there is a potential for interaction. They don't understand supplements. So they say, look,
right,
don't take anything because I don't have time to look at each and every one of your stupid supplements.
Right, and I wouldn't know what to tell you because I don't know enough about the supplements. Pardon me.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. So, but there are a couple of areas that are worth considering. So let's tackle one, which is pre-op. You know, supplements for surgery. And I wrote about this recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to do some research on the process. First of all, they universally tell you to stop fish oil before surgery.
Yeah.
And the reason is we know that fish oil has a little bit of an antithrombotic effect. It actually prevents blood clots and heart attacks. And so, you know, there's a potential concern. And so is mm-hmm. that concern real? And in a abundance of caution,
yes,
I suggest that our patients who are undergoing surgery maybe stop, you know, 10 days or a week before surgery.
Yeah.
Because there could be some blood thinning effect. It could increase the risk of bleeding.
Right.
However, when you look at the scientific literature for this, it suggests that omega-3 and fish oil supplements do not cause increased bleeding during surgery. And I'm looking at an important article here the journal, it's a spinal surgery journal. Now, you can't think of a more bloody surgery than spinal surgery. Oof. That's a very invasive surgery.
Yeah.
They said 95 patients who underwent lumbar decompression surgery were included. And then some had taken an omega-3 within 14 days of surgery. They were compared with a control group,
mm-hmm.
You know, which were age-matched and matched in terms of their condition, the medications they were taking. And what they found was that, here's a little detail, is the patients stopped an average of 2.3 days before surgery. So they did stop a little bit before surgery, but, you know, just 2 or 3 days, that's not much. They probably still had a lot in their system.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There were no significant differences in intraoperative blood loss or postoperative bleeding complications associated with preoperative use of omega-3 fatty acid supplements up to an average of 2.3 days before surgery. So we're going to stay with our recommendation that you don't take it like the morning of surgery, okay?
Right.
Please don't do that. But if you're worried that, say, you might need surgery or that you're having elective surgery, and you need to stop weeks and months before, don't. And there's actually evidence that your surgical recovery is improved because way back when I was a med student, they're still using this product. It's a product called Impact. Mm-hmm. And Impact has arginine, it has RNA in it, and it has fish oil. And it's designed to enhance surgical recovery.
Wow.
And it's given to patients getting surgery. Not right before, but right after surgery. Mm-hmm. And it helps them recover. And why does it help? It reduces inflammation, it promotes blood flow, it enhances wound healing. It is anti-cachectic, which is prevents the weight loss that's sometimes associated with the consequences of surgery. People, you know,
muscle
waste away. Mm-hmm. So blah blah blah. You know, this actually brings up another issue, which is, and a little digression here, is that there's actually some evidence that in cancer, omega-3 fatty acids prevent cancer cachexia, which is the wasting that occurs in cancer patients, weight loss and so on. And it may also prevent, you know, the wasting and weight loss that occurs in elderly patients who have sarcopenia. Mm-hmm. So that's another rationale for taking it. But coming back to the surgery, I don't think there's a big whoop here, and there's not a lot of evidence that there are problems.
Right.
Now, when it comes to the blood thinning effect, now there are millions of Americans who are taking blood thinners.
Yes.
Why do they take? They've had blood clots. They had valvular surgery.
They've had AFib.
They have AFib, and so they're taking either Coumadin or sometimes just aspirin, but usually Coumadin, warfarin, and a new raft of medications like Pradaxa, you know, and Eliquist. Okay, so the concern is we're already thinning their blood. Are we going to create more of a problem? And I've looked at this, and I've looked at this, and I've looked at this, and I've seen a couple of case reports. Mm-hmm. Single case reports where they say, oh, here's a patient who's taking warfarin and they took fish oil and their proton got longer.
Ah, okay.
But they didn't have a severe bleed. But, you know, because they get their proton checked a lot, they told them that they should cut back on their warfarin and maybe, you know, go easy on the fish oil. But
and
that
the
could
proton
be,
is the clotting.
Proton long means the time it takes for your blood to clot. Mm-hmm. So you want it to be long, like 2.5 times normal or twice normal. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you can't do that with Eliquist and Pradaxa. They're hard to measure. So, but what I did see are studies that show that, by and large, people who take Coumadin can take fish oil and there's no problem. There's no increased risk of bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is not contraindicated in the millions of Americans who take blood thinners. However, I'm going to say, check with your doctor. And if you have signs of bleeding, like, say, very easy bruisability, if you're a man, you're shaving and the blood doesn't stop, or if you're having bleeding gums, or if you have a bloody nose or something like that, you know, pay attention to it, get checked out. Okay? But I'm going to say that, by and large, this is not an absolute contraindication to taking fish oil, because the very people who need the blood thinners, they have heart problems.
Yeah.
And there's nothing better than fish oil, so you don't want to deny them the benefits of that.
Another would be aspirin. Those taking aspirin therapy, they would still benefit.
Yeah, absolutely.
From fish oil.
Yeah. And there's millions of Americans taking aspirin. And of course there's no problem there, because we've got, you know, maybe 20, 30 million Americans or more taking daily aspirin, and if fish oil was a problem, we'd see that.
Yeah, and a note to those who are self-prescribing an aspirin a day. There are side effects, GI bleed, tinnitus, that's ringing in your ears. You don't get those side effects with fish
oil. Right, exactly. I would rather, if you're doing, you want to do cardiovascular prevention, unless you really need the aspirin, don't take the aspirin. But absolutely take the fish oil. There's no reason not to take the fish oil.
Absolutely.
The fish oil doesn't give you an ulcer.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't cause gastrointestinal bleeding.
No.
It doesn't cause tinnitus like it does, you know, aspirin does for some people. So, you know, better use fish oil than aspirin. But in some circumstances, you need aspirin, but probably doctors are now cutting back on this universal recommendation that everybody over 50 or everybody who's a little at risk is taking it. You need to have a pretty good reason to take aspirin because of the side effects.
Right.
Even the so-called enteric-coated aspirin, low-dose, baby aspirin, whatever they call it. Okay. Do we handle that, sort of? I think we addressed that.
I think so, yes.
Okay.
The drug
So number five is they don't like the taste.
Oh, well.
Help us there, because we send people down the hall to you, you know, after I talk to them, and then you start hearing the complaints.
Right.
So what do you tell them?
That's at my door.
How do I avoid
I'm burping fish oil.
Right.
Okay. Well, first of all, There are many ways to remedy that. First of all, you want to get a burp-free fish oil. You want to make sure that your fish oil also has not gone past the expiration
date. It's also about purity.
Purity,
you know, because
exactly.
The poor quality fish oils have a protein residue, and they're the ones that are really high quality. Like, we like Nordic Naturals.
Yes.
Which is really high quality fish oil that is molecularly distilled in many cases, and it's really
removing all the toxins that you may be
almost no protein
about.
Residues, so that takes away the smell. And then plus many of them are lemon flavored or orange flavored.
The lemon flavor takes care of that.
Yeah.
And in the summer, rather than having your supplements out on the counter or in direct sunlight by the kitchen window, you need to keep them in the fridge. That's helpful.
Even in the freezer, because when it's really cold, it releases less odor. You know.
There you go.
So what about strategies for how to take it? Some people are taking it wrong that maximizes the burping?
Yes. Some people are taking it on an empty stomach. Well, I take all my supplements in the morning. I don't have time for breakfast, so I just take a fistful of supplements and I head out the door and I get my coffee at Starbucks. And they're wondering why they're belching. First of all, everything else you're taking, but you're meant to take your fish oil with a meal.
With the
meal. Meaning on a full stomach.
Right. But what if people eat the meal, and this happens to me occasionally, is like I usually take my supplements, but I may be reading my iPad or something, and I'm reaching for the supplements, having a bite of food, you know, multitasking. And then I look and I say, oh, you know, there's my fish oil capsule, and I have to take it at the end. And that's where sometimes there could be a little trouble, because you want to take it earlier in the meal. You want to use I say to people, use the food as a ramrod to push it down.
Right, to sandwich it all down.
Because oil floats to the top, and if you take it at the end, it's going to sort of float at the top, and you may have a little repeating.
Good strategy.
Right, so.
Right. That's a good idea. Getting flavored, like the lemon flavor, the orange flavor. You know, there are even emulsified.
And for the kids, the emulsified fish oils,
it's like a little pudding.
Right.
That's fun.
And there's a nice array of different either capsule or liquid forms of omega-3 with different flavorings that, you know, you can.
And they're not all these ginormous horse pill soft gels either.
Right.
They're a different size depending on the dosage, the type, and so forth. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so taste, you know, I think should not be a consideration only if you do it right. Mm-hmm. And if you select the right product, again, we like Nordic Naturals. All right, people who are vegans and they don't want to harm their
people who are vegans.
Vegetarians, but they'll say, I'll take a fish oil capsule.
Right.
Because they're just, you know, they're not ethical vegetarians, but they're people who said, we'll have nothing from an animal source.
Mm-hmm.
What are they supposed to do? How are they going to get their omega-3s?
Well, they could get a vegetarian-sourced omega-3 supplement made from algae, typically.
Mm-hmm. And Nordic has some of those, too.
Yes, yes. Yeah. The fish eat the algae. That's how they get their omega-3. Mm-hmm. We can eat the algae, too, and get the omega-3. Now, for those of you vegans, vegetarians, who are taking a flax oil supplement, or walnut or some other kind of thing, that doesn't convert well in the body. 70% of us
that is
it's
a vegetarian omega-3,
right?
But it has to be converted by the body.
Exactly.
And some people do it okay and other people not so well.
And I see too many vegetarians, vegans regularly taking flax oil thinking they're doing themselves a favor getting their omega-3s that way. It's not the same.
So they should take an algae-based DHA kind of thing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's the thing to do.
All right. So there's a workaround for them, and they especially should take an omega-3, right?
Yes.
Vegetarians, because
they don't have any.
There is none.
There is none.
They're getting it from nuts, maybe a little bit.
From nuts,
right?
But they're getting
it's not EPA,
more.
DHA. It's alpha linolenic acid, which is not
exactly in green leafy vegetables. But you have to eat a bushel a day,
right,
to get any kind of good dose, therapeutic dose.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not talking RDA here. We're talking optimal, good, healthy dose. You know.
Okay, so there was that moves us right along to another concern, our penultimate concern, second to last, which is concern over contamination with mercury or PCBs. Now, I actually saw an article that contemplated that in the New England Journal of Medicine a couple of years ago. And what they're saying in that article is a lot of people are eating fish because they think it's heart healthy, but maybe The downsides of fish consumption are overcoming the upsides because there's so much mercury in fish.
Right.
And what they concluded was that there was a little bit of increase in the mercury levels in the people consuming lots of fish,
mm-hmm.
but it did not negate the benefits of the omega-3.
Right.
So, however, once again, if you take a high-quality supplement like Nordic Naturals, I mean, sat down with the people over there, and you know, their sponsor, obviously, and I went through the very exhaustive and detailed process of quality control that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you can actually get a report. If you say, I just took this bottle of fish oil, I want to get the lowdown on what's in it. You can actually, they have the provenance of every product. The testing for every product, you can trace it back to the factory where it was prepared.
Wow.
And you can get a complete report on the purity, whether there's PCBs or other chemicals present, which they're not, and or heavy metals. Because obviously if you take something from fish accumulate, bioaccumulate mercury in the sea.
Right.
So you
don't get that kind of integrity everywhere, not with your over-the-counter drugstore brand fish oil.
Right, and that's a concern too. Some people say, "Hey, you know, $9.95 for you know a bottle of 300 pills." Are you getting?
What are you getting?
Right.
Possibly contaminated fish oil, possibly rancid fish oil,
you're
getting all those extra ingredients,
That's another issue too. Is the rancidity is an issue because we know that fish oil that's not fresh. Actually can be counterproductive.
Yes.
It's not only not good for you, it's pro-oxidant. So the freshness is really an issue that's got to be properly, vacuum packed, and it has to be in a dark bottle, and it has to be stored at appropriate temperatures.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be extracted,
and used before an expiration date.
Yeah.
And, that's important too, in terms of the safety and efficacy of fish oil. So, I think we can safely say that the purity is no longer an issue with these modern techniques of molecular distillation and purification, and the very careful assaying that they do is making that not so much of an issue. So, and this is a concern, and I've heard this not that often,
sure.
but some people look at labels. And, they notice that they're taking like a couple of grams of fat. Fat
right.
is the most concentrated source of calories that there is.
9 calories a gram.
Right? Well, okay. But that's not much. A fish oil capsule that's a super potent one, like the one I am looking at here, is this is the latest iteration from, it's the professional line. It's the Pro Omega 2000, which is an amazing product because...
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever seen such a high concentration, this is from Nordic, of total omega-3s. Two capsules give you 2150 milligrams of omega-3 and two soft gels.
That's great.
And you get 1125 of EPA and 875 of DHA, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's also... It's a source of calories. So
it's calories, but we're talking about two soft gels.
Right.
And we're talking about, it's not a significant source of calories at all.
Well,
eating a candy bar.
How much calories is in a carrot stick?
A carrot stick? Oh, definitely less than 35, I would think.
So maybe less than 35, but this is 18.
Yeah.
One capsule, let's say you take two capsules, that would be like the equivalent of a carrot stick, maybe.
Okay, yeah.
Like, 2 times 18.
And it's
18.
Good for you.
Right.
I mean, but look at what you're getting for those tiny amounts of calories.
Right. I'll also say this, is that, I actually like people in some ways to consume fat as a way of losing weight.
Yes.
You know why, because it creates satiety. So
it does.
If you put that fat in, it's not just extra fat that's going on top of what you're ordinarily going to eat. It's probably going to have a little bit of an appetite suppressant effect because you've just consumed some fat.
Right, right. Not just that, but the omega-3s have been shown to be beneficial in weight loss.
For insulin resistance, for example.
For insulin resistance, all of that, where the other vegetable oils, your corn,
right.
corn oil, cottonseed, safflower, sunflower, not so much. So it's absolutely beneficial. We need to eat fat to burn fat. That's a fact.
Right.
In science. So.
Explain that. Paradoxically, it sounds...
Paradoxically, exactly. It's the carbohydrates we're consuming that triggers a rise in blood sugar and then a subsequent rise in insulin. A very important hormone, but it's also a fat storage hormone. When we're eating fat and protein more in a higher ratio than carbohydrate, we are burning primarily fat for energy because it's kicking our metabolism into lipolysis ketosis. The omega-3s only help with that.
So you eat fat to become a lean, mean, fat-burning machine.
Exactly. You become a fat-burning furnace, literally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
And fish oil is always part of a regimen for weight loss.
Okay, so I come back to the original proposition, why shouldn't everybody be taking fish oil? I think we've kind of... There may be a few eccentrics who decide, you know, they're contrarians after hearing all this, that they decide, you know, I'm not going with it. But I think we provided compelling arguments for people. And we probably left many on the cutting room floor.
We could have another entire podcast.
Why don't we do an entire season? You know, we'll devote spring of 2017 to... No, I think intellectual ADD, and you could call me eclectic. I like to go into different topics, as people, you know from listening to these podcasts.
Yeah.
And so I jump around, but I think this is an important topic.
But it's
topic.
All relevant.
Yeah.
You know.
We'll come back to this topic from time to time, because there's always new breakthrough information on the omega-3 fatty acid front and the healthy fat debate. And I think we'll return to this from time to time. Meanwhile, you know, check out the website for Nordic Naturals for a selection of products. It's www.nordicnaturals.com. And they've got a very extensive array of product options there that are likely to meet your needs.
Yeah. Yep. I do want to point out there was an article in the New York Times titled Fish Oil Claims Not Supported by Research.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to give everyone the impression of why the thought process is not pro-fish oil anymore.
Sure.
A Dr. Stein of that study said, early fish oil studies took place in an era when cardiovascular disease was treated differently than it is today, with far less use of medicines like statins, beta blockers, blood thinners, and other intensive therapies. So the effect of fish oil, even if it was minor, he said, would have been more noticeable.
And now it's masked by the use of all these
medications. It's masked by all these other things. But they go on to say the standard of care is so good today that adding something as small as a fish oil capsule doesn't move the needle or make any difference. And this is a huge confounder in the latest research, where you're seeing the medical establishment say, fish oil doesn't do anything, don't bother.
So and the other thing is, they sort of micro-focus on cardiovascular disease, whether you're going to have a heart attack or whether you're going to have a standard bypass. But they don't look at other quality of life measures, like, you know, the subtle mood effects, maybe the anti-Alzheimer's effect, maybe the anti-inflammatory effects, the eye protective effects, and on and on. So it's usually, that's the way studies go. They can only look at one thing at a time. So whereas it may not move the needle dramatically on heart protection, and thus leading them to conclude that fish oil pills are, quote, worthless. Well, worthless for what?
Their standard of care includes medications that have a long list of side effects. You're not getting those side effects with fish oil.
Right. Okay.
So.
Very good. Okay. In summation, I rest my case, and I presume you do as well. All right.
Yes.
Thanks, Layla, for joining us with your expertise on the subject.
Thank you.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.